Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Good morning. Welcome to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bulb.
Delighted to have you with us today. It is Thursday, which means we go through our house cleaning as far as the Facebook and when you communicate, when you reach out, when you message us on MikeOMaraShow.com or you send us a Facebook message, we get birthdays and we kind of talk about our Facebook messages.
We don't actually have to clean the studio, though.
That can always be done. And my apologies. I will tell you. Look,
no, you're fine.
No, let me just say this.
I think it looks nice.
My Tuesday night out has resulted in
chaos,
carnage in this house.
Well, what happened is Tuesday night. House, if you're just joining us, Mike lays aid la bon temps roulé.
Yeah, I will tell you. I this house has gotten away from me. And incidentally, note to everybody that comes in, how many times do we have to relieve ourselves during the 2 hour period? I mean, my God, I looked in the basket in the bathroom that keeps all the hand towels, and this is a pee fest.
Well, I tell you
this is a urine fest. Hey. Did we go this much when we were at the radio station?
Yes.
More.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
And not
Christ.
And just this will bring you,
God.
You know, I've got the impression that ever since your night, you've needed a little bit of sunshine, and let me offer you this. Again, today, I stopped on the way at a service station to have a number two so I didn't have to do it in your house.
Yeah. That's Rob Spiewak is as thoughtful.
That's true friendship.
Of course, the man at the Sunoco always gives me the stink eye when I go in, well, and I spend a good long time in his bathroom.
You gave him one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe on the bonus hour today, maybe there'll be some term for that.
Could be.
We don't know. But anyway.
The Sunoco squat.
So the house really, it's on me today. I've got... the list of things that I have to do to be a little more domestic than I normally am.
Do we have the interns tomorrow?
We do, yes.
Okay, make them put the Christmas tree away.
Okay.
That is simply the knee.
That makes sense.
I don't care
that
if it's the knee,
knee
yeah, or you're
Carla,
having a contest.
Carla ain't going to do it.
Two good knees?
Carla ain't going to do it. Carla took
why?
It's a contest.
Because Carla put the decorations up and Carla took everything off the tree and it's kind of Carla's thing. Carla has probably mentioned interns as well.
And you know what? I mean,
she's kind of
it's got to go to your haunted attic where the bats are. And right now it's not like the Christmas tree is out. There's a box in your foyer.
I tried to jam it in
that,
the box.
That looks like you've taken delivery of a casket.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but doesn't look.
Here we go. When he says look, listen. And he's got the tired eyes. What time did you go into work today?
No, I didn't even go. I just came straight here.
Oh, you came right here.
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right, we'll go ahead.
Awesome.
From a bar.
Then I'll let you speak.
Carl, I love you, and
hey,
I think
absolutely relax.
I think that you're a great person. I think you put up with a lot of ass from Mike. I think that he is.
Hey.
Sometimes a messy baby, and
who isn't?
He doesn't necessarily know when he's being a messy baby, but he realizes it after the fact.
MB.
But it's the end of February. He's not going to do it. He won't remember to tell the interns to do it.
Well, it's kind of my responsibility to do that.
Yeah, and you know,
she knows I'm not carrying that upstairs.
Lent has begun.
Yeah, I know.
Advent is really, really over.
I didn't give anything up.
You didn't let me finish.
Yes, go ahead.
Mike gave up putting away Christmas decorations.
I was waiting for the 2 years to get to the point.
In between the shows, I'm going to go and put it in your attic.
You're going to do it.
But that's heavy. That's not a one-person job.
I've been working out.
That's not a one-person
job. No. Hold it. I look forward to seeing this. As a matter of fact, I will videotape it.
I'd love to do it right now.
Really?
It can't be that heavy.
I'll help.
Okay.
And I'll help.
Oh, you know what, Oscar? Go just get it up to the first level of the landing.
Get a good wake-up call.
You going to video it there?
You going to video it, Mark?
Why don't we open the curtain?
Sisyphus will.
This is a good vignette.
Sisyphus will now push the rock up the mountain.
All right, very good. Probably good. He's taking it.
I'm working out.
I'm just going
to. Don't need any help. 7.5 foot.
We'll get pictures.
Now, are you going to take it in the box or are you going to take it up piecemeal?
All right, what has to be done then is that it has to be taken up in pieces and then put back in the box in the attic.
And perhaps better than it's in
you know
the
what?
Box.
As a matter of fact, if you're going to do it that way, the humor's gone. Come back in here and do it between the shows. Because we can't.
Right. Well, at least let him pose for a photo.
All right, pose for a photo with that.
He's got a hold of the tree top.
No, the big piece, too.
The big piece.
Big piece. And don't smile because it makes you look less
chunks
pleasant.
Chunks of tree are poking out of the box.
That's
Oscar
great.
Poses with a couple of pieces.
There's no chance he's going to get it put back in the box right. I'll draw him a chart. Well,
I will give him, and I will make a foray up to the attic, and I will check and see if that is put back in the box properly and better than I put it in the box.
You know what would be better?
Incidentally, your method of putting it in the box, I think you're absolutely right the way you told me to do it. Mm-hmm. But I found it impossible to get that.
What
you know,
really mashup. Do you have the strapping tape?
No, I don't have the strapping
tape.
Yeah,
you
need
the
strapping
tape.
Or duct tape will work.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah,
it would. You know what?
Work.
If he does the lifting, I'll assist in the packing.
All right. Well, it's just a
done and done.
Oscar, this would be a Sanspy production.
Yes, it is. Wow.
You will rarely hear me say this about my casa. But I apologize for the condition of my home today.
No, I think it looks fine.
No, you didn't go into the kitchen. The kitchen looks like somebody's colon exploded.
What did you make for dinner last night?
I didn't make anything. I was in bed all day.
Oh, you sleep so sleepy.
Wow.
That's why things. I had a rough day yesterday.
That's a one day hangover.
Yesterday was
Wednesday. How do you feel today?
I feel incredible. I feel rested.
That's awesome.
I'm blow dried.
Good
for you.
And I am lotioned.
Nice.
Not down there. I'm lotioned in my face.
Right.
My face.
But if we can let me get to it right now. We got our birthday greetings, and then I want to just say a few things about Facebook.
All right.
Our good friend Jim Immordino.
Yes.
Had a birthday, and
happy
we missed.
Happy birthday, Jim. It's so good to see you.
I just said we missed it on February 13th. So belated a happy birthday to Johnny Immordino. Thank you for supporting us. Kim Scott. Is that somebody calling on the phone?
No.
I didn't hear a phone.
Did I just hear the phone ring?
You're just hearing things.
No, it's an illusion.
It
is a phone. RJ, go get it. I'm pissed off now.
The house phone.
I am pissed off.
Oh, no.
I am really. I am so pissed off right now.
I wonder who could be calling at this hour.
I'm just curious about one thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring Mrs. O'Meara up again on the show today, but if it's Mrs. There was another time she called, and it was if it's her, I will just be curious to
Of course.
Just to find
out. I think if it's her, you should be pleased.
I apologize. I'm spending the morning apologizing. I apologize for so many digressions on the show today.
There's no need to apologize.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Let's see.
This is your life.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Who do we miss?
Let's see. All right, call log. All right,
all kids love log.
That's an 800 number.
Right. Oh.
Another creditor. No problem. I can handle that.
Maybe it's someone that wants to give you money.
Right.
Money.
Kim Scarwa of Sacramento gets a greeting from her husband, Andrew, as she turns 40 tomorrow. Robert Gomez turns 50 tomorrow. That's a big one, Robert.
Ah, Kadida.
His wife, Amber, was going to have Rob run out and get a replacement ball gag, but realizes that could be quite awkward. No.
No, you know what?
Not awkward at all.
I got some Kohl's cash. I'll be right back.
There you go.
Ball gags and Kohl's.
Smoke coming out of the tailpipe.
Kohl's cash.
Going to get a Kohl gag.
I buy all my stuff at Kohl's now. Ball gag, lubricant.
Stay-at-home dad Rob Clarkson turns 37 on Sunday and will hear this as soon as his computer gets fixed.
Right.
Hey, call Todd.
Leslie Ann Pruitt of Georgia wants to say happy birthday to her 16-year-old daughter, Taylor, who has a birthday on Sunday. Amy Flora has a birthday on Tuesday. And Cindy Darnell Baruti says she turned 43 on October 9th and wants to know if it's too late for a greeting. Yes, Cindy, it is. But let's all sing. Happy birthday.
Baruti.
Thank you for the sing.
All right. Thank you very much. And Facebookers.
Yes. Ooh. An important message.
Couple of things here. First of all, I'll tell you what I love and what I hate. What I love are the really respectful, if you have a respectful gripe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not inviting you to send me gripes. No. Because if I get a ton
boy,
today,
you're
going to be unfriended. However.
Toothpaste out of the tube, Mike.
I will tell you about the young lady, Sue. Was it Sue?
Yes, yeah, Sue.
Who I hung up on the show this week or last
We've
week. I don't remember
done
when.
That.
And I've done that. And I told her, as I told her in my response, I do it for comic effect more than anything else. Mm-hmm. But her feelings were hurt. And she sent me the nicest little email to tell me that her feelings were hurt. But it was so, it was not
nice.
Bitchy. It was not nasty. Right. But it was like she had a point, and I just liked that. And I friended her, and I wrote her a nice little note back. And then she sent me a thank you for writing back. And it was just happy, joy. And now, with that, there's the good, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've said that to some of the right-wingers that have complained about Buzz's pinko commie politics.
Okay.
And I will tell you that.
Sound for that.
When I was 3 and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar.
Boy named Sue Oscar.
Oh, sorry.
Johnny Cash.
That's why he's doing it.
We were talking about Sue.
We were
you don't like
about
that one?
Huh?
You want another Sue song?
No, I don't. I really would like to get to the meat of the... what is this?
It's one of your favorites. I think you actually added this when you were a country...
I heard about her from a friend of mine.
Bobby Sue.
Yes, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys played it.
Good one.
Played it on the radio.
You got Susie Q?
Not necessarily proud of that. We don't need Susie Q.
And technically, that's a Sue, not a Sue.
With that said, that's the, you know, if you're respectful, I really don't mind the dialogue.
Right.
It's a great way to get feedback and gives me an idea of what's going on, which is the only way I get it, really, because we don't take a lot of phone calls. Yeah. The thing I can't handle, and it just seems this week, maybe it's the live show, maybe it's the energy that's behind the show. Show is hitting on all eight, and things are going very, very well for us. We're very happy right now. The lengthy Facebook message.
Yeah.
If they're more than 3 paragraphs, please. I mean, really, it's just, and it's not that I'm Mr. Busy. I sit on my fat ass most of the day, and I love being on Facebook. It's just,
it's hard to
I
stay
look
with
at
it.
Those and come on. Yammer, 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 yammer.
And you are
essentially
you are a polite person.
Yes.
And if you want to reply to someone, don't you feel necessary to reply something that has a similar sort of scope as the initial thing?
No, are you talking about the same number of lines?
Yeah, and you can.
No, I've written 2-word responses to 10 paragraphs.
And you know what? I know what the 2 words were.
Thanks.
No.
No, that's not one of them.
F you.
That's the word.
But anyway, that's just, I mean, really, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I get, if I have 9 a day, that's a big day for me. That's a busy day for me, but still, yes.
This doesn't make it right, and I don't like those long messages either. They're just, it's too much to wade through and you know, to get to the point.
Exactly.
But I think what happens is people feel close to us, and they like to share with us as much of their history as possible.
Share it in a paragraph.
Suddenly
maybe I'm confused here. Do you hate the fact that people take time to contact you and embrace being part of... really your
did
life?
Did you take your double dick pills today? Is that what you did today?
Or do you hate...
did you come in and go, I'm going to F with Mike for the whole show
every
today?
Every step of the way.
Or do you hate the fact that people...
he took his douche at all caps.
Write long, elapsed messages about nothing.
I don't like long messages. Some of, you know, I think you can get to it in a paragraph.
Okay.
You edit your thoughts a little bit, you know, and sometimes it's just... because you look at that, and if I've got like 9 or 10, and I'm trying to respond or at least look at everyone that gets sent, and then you get to the ones like
the
2 pages. God. There was one last night that was like 7 paragraphs, and I'm like, just shut up.
What was it about?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I wrote read 2 lines.
That's
of it.
Part of the problem.
It was about 7 paragraphs.
too much to absorb.
But other than that, thank you.
Yeah. We know you meant well.
Let's start. Let's start the show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm feeling good about where we stand now with our cast. I think that the elements, as Dr. Watson said to Sherlock, are coming together, sir. Alan Pearl, interesting. How do these people, where do they come from? You know, sure, I'd seen him around. It would never have occurred to me to walk up to the dentist and say, you know, are you interested in this? But I was shopping for my wife, Bonnie. I buy most of her clothes. And Mrs. Pearl was in the same shop. And it just was an accident. You know, we started talking about pantyhose. She was saying, whatever, that's not the point of the story, but what the point is, was that through this accidental meeting. It's like, you know, it's like a Hitchcock movie where, you know, you're thrown into a rubber bag and put in the trunk of a car. You find people. You find them. Something. Is it karma? Maybe. But we found him. That's the important thing. And I got Bonnie a wonderful pantsuit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Corky St. Clair.
Waiting for Guffman. I can't stay away from that film.
Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, yeah. The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. Call us, won't you? I'll try not to hang up on you. 718-506-1625. That number again, 718-506-1625. You can call us on Skype from anywhere in the world.
Well,
and we would love to hear from you. It is Thursday, February 23, 2011, and our show today is brought to you by...
Encore!
Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Every now and then, I like to stop and really spotlight a terrific relationship that we have with a client. Encore Insurance Service is not only a terrific way for you to lower your life insurance premiums, but I will tell you this, they are the number one sponsor for our stage show at the State Theater on March 31st. They were a wonderful supporter of us when we actually took the road trip to Iowa. They have been with us for a long time, and they are terrific people. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Listen,
use them.
They have supported us, and what I ask you to do, if you're a fan of this show, and if you've even... slightly, you just think about, I want to maybe take a look at my insurance and see what I can do.
Save.
Please visit smartterm.com or call them at 866-347-5748. It will not cost you anything. They will do all the work for you. Encore will compare your rates, and they'll help you knock down your premiums, hopefully. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. They are supporting our state theater show. Yes. They supported our Iowa trip, and they are wonderful to us.
Give them
Be
props.
Nice to them. They
the
deserve
best.
It. And they're also good at what they do. All right. It's Thursday, Feb 23. Today on the program, I got a funny Carla story, something that just was a throwaway funny that's very quick that I jotted down because it was amazing to me. It was something she recorded, and we'll get to that in a second. Let me see. I want to thank the system. I'll talk about that. I was talking about that in the beginning of the show.
The system.
Lowell Melso will join us. He is fresh off his coverage of the Hughley trial down in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Have you talked to him lately, Mark?
I did, yeah.
How's his mood?
He's happy now that the verdict is in.
Want to go home.
God, I'm really, you know.
I got to tell you, we recorded a show just recently, and he was so mad at Rob. From the last discussion that we had.
From the impression?
Yeah, really? The impression a little bit, but when Mike mentioned, I wonder if Lowell would like to do the network thing, and Rob bursted out into laughter, that really got under his skin.
Yeah, you know, that really pisses me off.
Rob, he has a nice message for you on the last show.
Is it one of Mike's two-word messages?
No.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather be on the network than wait in line for... coffee.
We might talk about the fact, is anybody paying attention to these debates that still seem to go on?
Yeah.
State Theater, we have a new goal. We'll talk about that a little bit. And I just thought of this last night. Last night I was trying to get to sleep. Had a little Oscarsomnia.
Nice.
And wasn't able to really, and I got hooked again on a documentary that's been out for, you know, a while now. But
Santomnia.
This was the Joaquin Phoenix documentary.
Oh.
And
oh, I've not
finally
seen that.
Logged the whole time with it. And I will tell you, to say it's fascinating is an understatement.
But
I
darkly
was,
fascinating?
Oh,
or?
Darkly. Yeah. Listen, I don't know what's going on. Because, and I was fine with it saying that here's what I came away from. I said to myself, we'll start talking about this. I said, Joaquin Phoenix is, I walk away from the documentary going, this was not a hoax. This is a guy that is really into drugs and really messed up and is effed up like 24/7 and has delusions of grandeur and... and then the credits roll, and they roll the credits as Joaquin Phoenix, directed by Casey Affleck,
right?
Written and produced by Joaquin Phoenix and Casey Affleck, and then they run the cast.
Yeah,
like it's an elaborate practical joke.
Like it's just a written deal. Like doing a Borat.
But some of it can't be because he really did have us all snowed. Think back to when he was on Letterman.
Well,
and even Letterman,
Rob, they cover this in they show detail.
Yeah. Okay, well, they can you show explain the, to they, me how they did? Because I think that was the high-profile moment.
They show. I'm not tipping anybody's hand. Because if you go watch it, you can enjoy it. So I'm not doing spoiler, but I'll say if you don't want to, if you want to see this on your own and not hear anything that's in it, don't listen to me right now. But the fact is, there's after the Letterman segment, which made him a household name again. He is, or at least playing, unbelievably distraught. Like devastated, distraught. Mm. Like he feels as though his life is over, distraught. That's how he reacts. When shortly thereafter he does the appearance where he rapped down in Miami and jumped off the stage and got into the fight with a guy, unless there's some elaborate special effect, I am watching them follow him into the bathroom backstage where he projectile vomits.
Oh. Yeah.
And I mean, that to me is you're not faking that. You did.
Right.
It was amazing. I mean, he gets hookers. He's doing lines of coke on the on this. This thing blew me away. And at the end, I said, you know, could this be an amazing hoax? Mm-hmm. Not hoax, but they're playing a role. And B, where's he been? You know, because I mean, has anyone heard about the guy? At the end, he goes down to like Panama or Costa Rica. It ends. Spoiler alert, with a shot of him, a lengthy shot of him, as he's walking up this river, the water's getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and he goes underwater. Bam. And scene.
Now,
cut.
This is, forgive me if I'm confused, this is the same guy that was got Oscar action for playing Johnny Cash, right? That's the guy.
That's the guy that was the emperor in one of my favorite movies, Gladiator with Russell Crowe.
That's right,
plays one of the best villains I've ever seen. I mean, it was just...
So do you think it's possible, is it possible that he created a motion picture, a fictional motion picture, using like a documentary backdrop?
Footage.
Like everyone, no one was in on the joke except him and Casey Affleck.
It's truly, I'd love you guys to see it. It's all over cable.
I've seen
it. Take a look. Have you seen the whole thing?
What's the proper title?
Great.
What do you think?
What's your take?
It's fake. It's absolutely fake.
You think, can you be so certain?
Because I'm a TMZ junkie.
Okay.
I've been following this. Like 3 years ago when it broke that he wanted to be a rapper and everybody was questioning exactly what we're talking about now.
Right.
Is this fake or is this
why
real?
Why would he chuck everything to become a rapper? Right?
No, yeah. But again, when I was watching the live before you even saw this movie, you were like, what if this is really happening?
Right.
But then when you watch it and then shortly after it actually broke at Sundance, you would look at interviews with Casey Affleck, not like real sit downs, but with people who were like, yeah, we made a movie. This is what making a movie is all about. We made it in a different style. We took an A-list actor at the time and tried to document his downfall because, like you said, his thoughts of grandeur that he could become a rapper.
All right, here's my point then.
Yeah.
Where's the resurfacing? Shouldn't he be back out by now? Or do you think he's waiting for this run on cable to end? Or do you think maybe he has dropped out of society?
Oh, no, I don't think he's dropped out.
But the fact is, then brilliantly done. Because it is as disturbing a documentary as I have seen.
Well,
here's the one tell that might lend credence to what Oscar's saying here. The cameos. The cameos from people like Ben Stiller and Edward James Olmos and Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems to me
Diddy will do a cameo in anything.
You can get those later. I mean, I'm still curious or intrigued about this idea of maybe using real bits of documentary in what is a fictional film.
It's a beautiful. I gotta tell you,
it's better than Borat.
If you didn't
sure.
know the backstory and you just sat down, and again, it was. It's only as strong as its cycle. So when it first came out, when he was on Letterman, that's when it really broke on these rag sites where you're like, what is happening with Joaquin Phoenix? Is he going down the same road that River went down? Because that's what everybody talks about.
Can I see while he's doing finish up? Let me see your thing, your pad, your thing that you write
on. So River Phoenix, Joaquin Phoenix suffering from the same problems that River did, his brother at a younger age?
Right.
Because it was so well documented.
And it's almost symbolic, him walking underwater in that river.
So for like, really, I want to say 4 to 5 months as they were filming this and people were talking about when he was rapping in Miami, because that was on TMZ as well.
Right.
We're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But then when you see it, you sit there, you're like, nothing could be cut so well.
And also, Mike, you use the word brilliant and...
What?
I guess I don't know anything.
I'm just being honest.
I guess if I watch TMZ, I'd know everything
about it. I watch TMZ too, douchebag.
Well, Mike, you mentioned
I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right.
You mentioned that it's brilliant, and you say if it is, in case this is what he's doing, where the
you said all right, here's the deal. Everybody knows. Listen, anybody with half a brain, Mike, knows that
this is
all.
But you're in my wheelhouse.
But listen,
don't worry, he won't talk to me in the audio vault.
What credible evidence do we have that has he come out and said this was a movie,
but
and has Joaquin done that?
The answer's in the question. You've said it's brilliant and that you love the way it fell out, and where is the resurfacing? The fact that he hasn't resurfaced leaves that little bit of doubt. Don't you think that's part of the smartest marketing he could do? By not telling you
the
answer.
At the end, but here's another thought I had. Mm-hmm. When I saw the credits run like that, I said, I got an impression that maybe they were so messed up that they wanted to cover his ass and say, oh, this was just a movie because this laid him so bare.
I think it's a blend. It sounds like a blend.
But I mean, the coke sure looked real.
Yeah. But don't you love...
The cocaine looked real going up his nose.
Don't you love the fact that even after Oster explained it to you, you still look at it saying, I don't know what I just saw. You don't get that much anymore.
I want to know what's the very latest. What was the latest you became aware of?
The movie is called I'm Still Here. Is that
I'm
right?
Still Here.
Yeah.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix, I'm Still Here.
I found an article on MTV.com that has...
the paper of record.
Has Casey...
What's the date? Do we have the date on that?
September 16th, 2010.
See? That's my problem. But I want something recent.
But it does say that Casey Affleck admits that it is fake.
Okay.
Okay.
That's mainly the article as he talks about
the
fact that
the movie
it's not a real
Is that when the movie first came out?
All right, with that said, if it is fake, and I have no reason to believe it's not, has Joaquin Phoenix helped or hurt himself by doing this?
That's
or neither.
Because where is he?
Oh, I would say he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it was just so off the wall, and the way he went, because when this happened, he said it was, because this, before the Letterman thing happened, he said it was, they made a statement that he was retiring from acting.
Yeah, done.
And he was following a musical career.
Right.
So
that, I love it, though.
Yeah, but that happened like
two to three months
before he gets on Letterman.
Right, yeah. Right.
So then people started reporting, and I'm telling you, you would see this guy that basically looked homeless walking out of like high-end clubs in Los Angeles.
Incredible.
And he'd be falling down like he was Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
And people would be like, what's happening with this guy?
And if memory serves, the reason he was booked on Letterman is that Letterman came off as being distraught because Letterman loved the Johnny Cash movie.
Right.
And he didn't like the fact that he was leaving acting.
Right. I like it when he says to Letterman, you know, maybe you could come back, maybe I could come back and perform some of my songs on your show. That's highly unlikely.
Yeah. Also, the classic. I'm sorry that Joaquin Phoenix couldn't be here tonight.
Phoenix. Google Joaquin Phoenix. What is the very latest?
IMDb would tell you his latest project.
I mean, what he's up to, and whether he's doing it.
I hear he's filming.
Look, I just think I would hope that really that he wouldn't Andy Kaufman this, and that he would come out and just say this is what's the thought process. Because if he does that, then he gets this. Then the career is completely back. Because I say, oh my God, the guy's incredible.
As of February 2012, IMDb has him doing a podcast with Oscar.
I thought so.
We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll see if we can dig anything up on Joaquin Phoenix.
Nice.
We'll come back, and I'll tell you what Carla recorded that made me unhinge my jaw.
Well, you know what can be found sitting alone.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. You're funny, Oscar.
I mean, you just
sometimes when you say something, all right, here's the deal.
All right, I know TMZ.
Work on network, but I love working in Baltimore.
I really, really love it, though. I this is something now that immediately is going to be one of my never go by. I'm going to watch the Joaquin Phoenix documentary
every time.
Always.
Do you know
it's
which channel?
Really that way.
I can't wait to see it.
But it's going to be when I watched it for the very. I think like 3 weeks ago, maybe something like that. I watched it for the first time, and I didn't stick with it. I had other things I wanted to watch. You gotta email. You know, it's a really good 11:30 documentary.
Do you know what channel
is
leaning
HBO
on?
Was
I think it's Showtime. It might be Showtime. That
Showtime.
I
take Showtime.
I'm not sure though.
Showtime is the home of Jack Carter's ass.
Yes.
Shameless. Maybe not. Might be.
I don't know. Pretty good.
Welcome back to the show. It's time to for segment two, brought to you by Wait Not. We mention it all the time. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they think they'll fail. With Weight Not, you can be Rob Spiewak. You can get results quickly, and you're motivated to keep going. Motivated like he's never been, and I've worked with him for almost 20 years.
Yeah, this is the best I've ever done.
This is the best you've ever done. Never too late to make a resolution that you can keep. Lent, perfect opportunity to take the weight off. Mm-hmm. And 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Now, are you taking Mr. French to
Next
Men's
week,
Warehouse?
We got to set that up.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To do a little makeover.
Styling.
And Mike, I've assigned...
Bet you're looking forward to that, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good.
New game. I've assigned
my
a...
new buddy, Oscar. Yes.
Nice.
I now, on a daily basis, I have a jingle assigned for how much weight I've lost.
Okay.
So now, effective this morning...
1973. 73 pounds.
73 pounds.
Oh. 73 pounds.
That number again.
What an odd way to.
73. Share your letters with us. We want to hear how well you're doing on Weight Not as well. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Remember this number, 855 Weight Not or 855-934-4486. What is that?
I just brought some DJ things in because I brought in the jingle.
He's out of his mind.
How are our jingles
at
coming?
The gong.
Our jingles are coming good.
How's the update?
Or well.
Well, we have, as far as his film stuff, he really did nothing until apparently in 2012 he's got a movie in post-production called The Master.
Ah.
And then he's got another one that's untitled, The James Gray Project.
So he hasn't given up acting.
And then he's got a Charlie Kaufman movie as well in pre-production. So he's really had nothing.
Who is, should I know who Charlie Kaufman is?
I don't know.
I don't know. Does it open up to a larger suite?
Hello?
No.
He painted the presidential portrait.
Oh, that's Gilbert.
Let me put you on speaker. Hold on just a second.
Oh, good. A call has come in.
Can you hear me? Wait, I got to do it again.
Speaker.
Now, can you hear me? Where the hell is the speaker?
It's at the bottom.
God damn it. Hi, Carla.
Nope.
What? No.
I don't think it's on speaker.
Yeah, it's not on speaker yet. I don't want to be a know-it-all. And just
all this
think it's on
new
speaker.
Technology.
Well, Mike, I watch TMZ.
All right,
so
I'm just trying to work out the speakerphone on my phone. Hello? All right, that's on speaker.
Can you turn the volume up, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe it's got to go right into the
can
microphone.
You pump up the volume?
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right, something's working.
it's not.
Why
quite
isn't
right.
this working? Let me turn the volume up.
Hold isn't on. She
yeah,
only
the
like
probably,
in like a quarter mile
oh,
away?
Oh, there's the problem. Hi, darling.
Hi.
Oh, there we go. There
hi,
she
Carla.
Is.
That was the problem. The volume was turned down. First of all, I'm sorry I was curt with you earlier today. You called me while I was on the potty.
Oh boy.
Hasn't heard that before?
We're going to play a little game because last night, Carl and I were channel surfing and we were going through the list of things that we had TiVo'd.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to play a little game called Let's See What Carla Recorded. And you can ask one question each.
Oh, wow.
And then we narrow it down and get the category, whatever it is. And Carla will tell you what she recorded. And then, honey, you can tell people why, because I thought that was slap nuts funny.
I forgot.
What, you forgot what you recorded?
No, I remember what I recorded. I forgot why I did.
Oh, good. That doesn't matter.
Don't need a reason.
That's not important. Rob, you want to go first?
I will start the questioning. Carla, hi. Was it color or black and white?
It was definitely color.
Okay.
All right. Oscar Santana.
Was it on a network or cable channel?
Good question.
Cable.
Nice. Cable. I'm assuming it was a reality type show, Carla?
You can consider it reality, yes.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Borderline.
That's
okay.
That's
borderline.
Tricky. Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. Survivor,
right?
Like that, but it's definitely reality.
Okay.
Did you want to let the Hebrew guess?
you're taking care of your buddy there.
Yeah, I like when he guesses.
Look at how happy you made him. Look
Hebrew
at that.
National.
Look at that's why they're lovers.
Yeah. Yes,
that's why they like each other. No, Rob, you go next. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
And honestly,
Mark,
how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Mark, go ahead, ask a question.
Is this an HBO show?
It was on, but it definitely wasn't HBO.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what channel it was on.
This question's going to bust it wide open.
I bet it won't.
Building.
I bet it won't.
Is it an infomercial?
Honey, is it an infomercial?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it an infomercial?
No.
No, it is not. Mm. Oscar Santana. Nice and loud, fellas.
Are the primary characters women or men?
Definitely men.
Oh.
Right. Carla, are these backwoods people or are they more sophisticated?
They're definitely backwards. Great question, Buzz.
I am going to make a statement here. And
shoot
say
it, Elizabeth!
One of the answers may have thrown you all off the trail.
Mm. The reality one.
Yeah, I
thank
think
you,
so.
Rob.
Yeah, I think
good.
So. Is there nudity in this?
Oh, settle down.
No, there's no nudity. opportunity.
Damn. Why don't you just keep
why don't you keep it in your pants?
Jesus Christ.
All right. Hi, I'm Mark, and here's my question.
Thanks for bringing your brother in on the fun here.
Okay, I'll ask what Mark's next question is going to be.
All right.
Did it arouse you? No, I withdraw. That's not my question.
Let me think of another.
Do the characters...
RJ, you want to join in? No, you're my pal.
Well, see, I was going to ask the same question Mark just
asked. See? If it was nudity?
If there was any sexual activity
okay.
in the
all right.
Does it involve...
Okay.
Does it involve animals?
It doesn't.
It does not.
Mm.
No. Does it involve illegal trade?
Absolutely not.
Oh, not.
Quite far away from that.
Oh, dear. Okay. Does it involve collecting or hoarding?
Good question, no.
I'm going to jump in here and say that the question about what genre it was, if it was reality,
everybody.
I don't think it falls into, it's reality, but it's not reality television.
Okay.
Is it?
What falls in, think of other things that fall under the heading of reality.
Again, I'm going to bust it wide open with this one. Was it on the Food Network?
No.
Mark Ronald.
I got it.
Oh, my God. Is it on the? She said she didn't know the channel, so I'm not going to go there
again. She would know.
Is it a travel type of show?
No.
It's a documentary.
No, and I'm going to jump in here because it's time for a hint. It is not like it is not a reality show.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking.
It's not a reality show.
Travel,
but it
type.
Is something real that is documented.
It's nonfiction.
It's nonfiction. Okay. Think what there's. Okay, and think of the largest category of nonfiction television.
Sports. It's at a sporting
Rob
event.
Rob Spiewacker, you're on the now. Oh, Rob gets us on.
You are so smart.
Yes, but still a dork.
Oscar Santana.
Were black men playing the sport?
Well,
no.
Come on,
settle.
There, I think an excellent question. Buzz Burbank.
Oh, what was the answer? I didn't hear the answer.
No, they were not. They were not.
Is it an untraditional or non-traditional sport?
Yes.
Not one of the not one of the big three or four, right?
What's that?
Not one of the big four.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Is it one of the big four
sports?
Like baseball, hockey, basketball,
football.
I'm sorry you said that. I was going to ask Buzz, what are the big four?
Is it one of those?
No.
It's not one of the big four. Mark Ronick.
Does that have to do with sumo wrestling?
No. Mm-hmm.
Backwoods.
Hold on. We have two phone calls going on here.
We've got another phone call going on right now.
RJ got an important call.
Someone got comfortable.
When I think...
is that everything all right?
Yeah, no, that was our other caller that I was setting up.
Oh, Lowell.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, screening.
All right, let's get to it because we got Lowell coming up.
All right, well, if you're thinking backwoods and sports, I'm thinking something to do with catfish, but it doesn't involve animals.
Nope.
So does it have to do...
Another hint. Very popular in the immediate area.
Moonshiners.
No.
Oh.
It's a sport, for Christ's sake. That's not moonshining. Come on, play the game right.
A local sport.
We are all stumped.
Does it have to do? Is it favored by foreigners?
Soccer?
No, it is not.
Log splitting?
Honey, I'm going to let you go.
Hey now.
They're totally lost. I've got to move the show along. Love you.
God. Love you,
it's a Ted Nugent's program where they go hunting.
I unhinged my jaw when I, ladies and gentlemen, turned my TiVo on and looked. And I'm sorry, that's not what I wanted.
And he came in the door.
I walked to the door and I hit the timpani and I looked and I saw that Carla had, for some reason, recorded the Pro Bowlers Tour.
Oh, right. Oh, Jesus.
The PBA.
The PBA. I said, I look on the TiVo. I said, what is the PBA doing? And she said, I recorded it.
Why?
Recorded it.
She was interested in it.
I love bowling.
Carla used to bowl in a league, and she thinks that maybe we should sometime. And
you're so close to an alley.
It was hysterical.
She bowled in a semi-pro league?
Yeah. No, she just had a league, a Wednesday night league with her grandmother and stuff like that.
I would bowl with you guys.
Maybe we could bowl.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it Bowl America?
It's right up the street.
It's where thousands cheer.
Yes, a little bowling.
My first on-air announcing was for the Pro Bowlers Tour.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. Do it, Buzz. It's a great liner.
Due to technical difficulties, the Pro Bowlers Tour is brought to you in black and white today only.
That's fantastic. All right, without further ado, let's bring him on here. He is the roving reporter for Channel 11 in Baltimore. He is a co-host of the Mark and Lowell Show. He is a weatherman. He is a beat reporter. reporter. He is an anchor. He is an everyman up at the company Hearst Broadcasting that has forgotten me. And for that, I say S-A-D to all of them. But at the same time, you know, to Dave Hill and company up there, lick it.
Hey,
but,
wow.
But that does not affect this gentleman whatsoever. He is Lowell Melser, best friend of Mark Ronick. And Lowell, you are fresh off your assignment, which was covering this very famous trial down in Charlottesville, right?
Right. And let me take this opportunity just to say that there is a great podcast available now, the Mark and Lowell Show.
Shut up! It's not what we have you on for, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that's what Mark told me to say.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Most of the coverage I saw from Charlottesville led with that.
He goosed you on this. Now, when you went down to cover this, first of all, are you happy that it's over? And I'm sure you are.
I'm very happy that it's over on so many levels. As you know, I had some hotel issues, which you made light of, and but that coupled with all the emotional testimony and everything that's happened here, and
right.
how awful this story is, I think that played on my mood and my stress, and I think I kind of had enough of it after 2.5 weeks.
Lowell, Oscar Santana here from the Mike O'Mara Show. if you could just give us maybe a 90-second synopsis for those that aren't following what's happening here, that may be living under a rock. What were you down there for?
60 would be better.
What is the latest?
Okay, so here it is in a nutshell, and this is all proven in court. Basically, George Hughley, star lacrosse player at UVA, gets wasted. He has this relationship with Yardley Love, who is his on-again, off-again girlfriend. They have one of these relationships where they drink a lot, both of them, and they're either best of friends or worst of enemies, and they fight a lot when they're in the worst of enemies thing. The bottom line is, the night that she died, he was drunk all day, went to her apartment to so-called talk to her, busts into her apartment, breaks through her door, they get into some argument. She ends up dead, and in the end, he gets charged with second-degree murder in the case.
And found guilty of second-degree murder, and then sentenced earlier today. You covered the thing. You saw the testimony. You were in the courtroom. Any surprise? Did you have any surprise with the verdict and then with the sentencing after the verdict?
No, you know, it's funny. We had like a mock pool going with all the reporters because there was so many media here, and I thought all along that this was a second-degree murder charge all the way, just simply because there was no premeditation with this. And with the, they tried to say that, you know, if you commit a felony in commission of a murder, it's automatically first-degree felony. And they were trying to say that this computer was worth more than $200 that he had stolen from her apartment in his drunken haze. But as it turns out, the jury didn't buy that. And frankly, as a reporter, I didn't buy it either. It just was kind of like, it seemed to be like a spur-of-the-moment thing that he did. And I think second degree was the right charge. Now it'll see if this 26-year prison sentence sticks when the judge has a chance to review it.
So, Lowell, to clarify, the jury had the option of first-degree murder?
They did. They had the option of first-degree murder, first-degree felony murder, second-degree murder, voluntary or involuntary manslaughter, or nothing at all.
And I watch a lot of TV, but I still am unclear. What is the difference between first and second degree murder? I know second degree is a lesser charge, right?
Yeah, first degree is premeditation,
right. Okay.
And intent. Second degree is no premeditation, just malice.
Like, for example, I will give you an analogy there. First degree would be contract killing. If you you know, were planning somebody's murder and you murder,
right.
A second degree murder would be you knock some guy out and he hits his head and dies in a bar fight.
Understood.
Right.
Actually, yeah, right, because there has to be some sort of evil intent
right.
in your mind when you're attacking a
second,
person.
But, second degree is usually a moment of anger, I think.
Right,
yeah.
Anger.
Yeah.
Correct, right.
Lowell, the fascination from this trial isn't just because these two individuals were in such a prominent place in their lives, especially in the sport they were in. UVA, if I'm not mistaken, was on the brink of winning the national championship, and he was one of their stars. That being said, the background behind this of where the family that this guy came from and all the really just the tools he had for such a bright future. I think that's what really brings people to the table. Where you're like, how could he throw all this away? What happened? What is your take from hearing what's gone on the last 3 weeks throughout this trial? And what do you believe happened to this kid? Is it just a kid that had an substance abuse problem that clearly made some bad decisions? Or is it someone that just walked through life entitled?
Privilege, booze.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's documented that his father had a drinking problem. His parents are divorced. The mother was there to watch the court case, but the father never was there the whole time. He comes from a dysfunctional family where fueled by a lot of money as well. And just looking at his background, we can't look at his juvenile record, but we do know through other sources that he had been in trouble his entire life, and he did have some other charges that stuck. Interfering with a police arrest was a charge that he had on his record. A couple of, I think there's at least one public intoxication on his record. So, I mean, this was a kid that was in trouble a lot and was always getting out of trouble because father very wealthy. If I'm not mistaken, it's Hughley Lumber, which is a big company in the Chevy Chase area. Just real deep pockets on his side. And I think it was just one of those situations that whenever he got in trouble, he could always get out of it. But you're facing a murder charge. It's a wholly different story. And, you know, he really did. He hired the best attorneys. He hired guys, these experts, that were making $8,000 to $10,000 just to work one day to testify.
Right.
These, neuro specialists and things like that. So, I mean, he bought the best case he could. And frankly, I think it's a victory for him because he was facing life in prison. So now he has a chance of getting 26, and the way I understand that the sentence guidelines are here, that the judge will probably knock even more of that down in April.
Really?
So this kid really will probably do, what, maybe 15 years or something like that, probably?
No, that's not to, and if he does knock it down, I really think right now the family, they're saying it's kind of a split decision between the defense and the prosecution. If the judge does knock that down, I think that's going to be very tough for the family to handle. We got to wrap it up,
okay,
Rob.
Go ahead.
We do.
I have a good question, for him.
Well, we do have to wrap it up.
Okay. I just wanted to know the latest, how angry are you with Rob?
Hoping he'd go there. Thank you.
Furious.
No. Good.
And do you get, do you get a hangover, Lowell, from doing this when you're down there and you're in this, you're mired in this thing for a whole week and you're in the middle of it? You kind of get attached to, the story itself. And does that linger? I always wonder that about people who cover trials.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're on a big story like this, there's a definite hangover period, and it's starting right now. we're working on something real quick here, and then we're out of Charlottesville. But yeah, there's a lot of camaraderie. You make friends. You see all these reporters every day. You're sharing information. You're working hard. You're getting the story. You're in the courtroom. You're feeling the emotions of the family. And now that it's over, it's kind of like, well, what do we do now? And then you just wait for the next big story, I guess.
Well, hug your wife, and I'm sure you'll be glad to get the hell out of there. And yes, Buzz.
Yeah, very quickly, as an observer, do you feel justice was served? Did the system work as far as you could see?
Buzz, I have to say I totally agree with the verdict. All the evidence I saw, it was overwhelming that it was a second-degree murder, and I think there just wasn't enough to prove beyond a reasonable doubt for the first degree
charge.
That's
encouraging.
Charge.
I agree. That's encouraging.
Lowell, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you on again when you just snark at Rob and me, and we'll get you into the studio. And don't forget, it's the Lowell Show. That's every week.
My disclaimer is Lowell is not usually this boring when he's on our show.
That was riveting.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know. I'm in serious mode. Yeah.
I think, Lowell, I think you are definitely network material.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
Roll, take care.
Maybe I can get on the KCJJ show one day.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. I'm already there. I'll put in a good word for
you. I've got to go to break, for Christ's sake. Goodbye, Lowell. Thank you.
Sorry, buddy.
Thank you very much. There he goes. We'll be right back with Rob's audio ball right after this. What the hell is this?
There's a reason I'm playing it.
Oh, okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Hey.
Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work, MikeO'MaraShow.com. It'll take you directly to your account. And we get the credit. Rob mentioned the other day, use it for music as well. You get great deals on music at Amazon.
Best place to download.
And you're saving money and supporting our show when you shop MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Let's open it up for today, February 23, is it?
Is it
the 23rd already? It
is. And I actually downloaded this great song by Europe, Mike. From Amazon, The Final Countdown. And it's glam rock. Now, you see, a lot of people like the original recording like this, but what I saw on the internet yesterday, I found even more charming. It was a guy, it was a nerd, and he invented something called the kazoo-kalele. Mm. And what it was, it's a ukulele.
Kazoos.
Well, no, it's you'll like the beginning of it because
I
it's a
ukulele.
This is different.
All it's a ukulele, but the body of...
Hello.
Hello.
Call coming in.
Okay. It's a ukulele. The body of it, though, is a toy piano, and instead of a tuning fork up front, Mike, it's got a kazoo, and here's his version of The Final Countdown by Europe. One instrument. It's fascinating.
My kid had one of these.
I'm feeling a lot of the same drama.
Yeah. Don't you think it's better this way?
Oh, yeah.
Kazoo-kalele?
Yeah, here comes the kazoo.
Oh, perfect.
You might be surprised to know sometimes things you like are not the same things I like.
You know, it's funny. I can almost smell the fuse burning. I can't understand what's delaying the explosion.
You won't want to hear this anywhere else.
Well, it's because Rob's half carny. Like
he loves stuff like that.
Hey, and speaking of carny,
we love him.
Hi to my dad's friend, Martin Carney, who listens every day on his ride home. My father said you wouldn't say hi to Martin
Carney.
Well,
let me give you that, then. After I blew up your song, I'll do this. Marty Carney!
I was hoping you would. All right, Mike, the man's name is Daniel Von Bargen. Here is his, and I know that's Mark's, that's Mark's chat room name.
My hero.
That's a, we just created a new character.
Von Bargen.
I'm calling the dollar store today, and I'm pitching that. Hello, is this the dollar store? I'm your new spokesperson, Daniel Von Bargen.
This is his picture, and we can put a picture of up on the website.
You'll recognize
You'll recognize him from a million movies. I think most notably, he was George Costanza's boss in the last season. Mm-hmm. I think the character was Mr. Kruger. Kruger leveling,
kind of a tough
was
guy. He's a classic tough guy.
Now, when you feel that you're down and outiest, Mike, when you're really at the lowest ebb, when life has kicked you and you decide you're going to commit suicide, what's the worst thing that can happen?
It doesn't work.
You blow it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Daniel Von Bargen attempted suicide.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
But
he survived. Mm-hmm. But we have his 911 call.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And this is very, very sad because I think he's very brave.
911 emergency dispatch, Nottingham.
Yes, I shot myself in the head, and I need help.
Okay, what address are you at, sir? What's your name?
Daniel Von Bargen.
Was this accidental, or?
No, I was, and I just in my pants.
Okay, all right. What kind of gun did you use?
38.
Did you shoot yourself in the side of the head, or the chest?
I shot in my temple. I can't open my eyes.
All right, now what hospital do you probably end up, I don't know if you're going to go to Bethesda,
I was going to go there. They were going to amputate at least a few toes.
You diabetic?
Yes, and then not a good one.
You did this because you didn't want to have your toes amputated?
I was tired. The one leg was already been amputated.
Right.
Oh, poor guy.
Isn't it sad?
It was going to start working off it. I had no children and no life, and I'm tired.
Oh, and to me, the thing that's so
you're
tragic
a
is
sick F.
No, I'm not.
He is.
Oh, it's riveting. It's riveting.
He didn't want us to go in the direction we're going.
No,
and we're all reacting to
this. Sad.
It was dynamic.
You got problems.
It was dynamic audio, and I would feel bad if we didn't.
No,
share
he just
it.
Said he was the jerk because he didn't kill himself right. Here's audio.
No, I said what's the worst thing that could happen when you're really having a bad day.
No, you. I know you.
You stub your toe when you cut yourself.
You sat there in that little studio of yours. You're like, oh, this is gonna be great.
I'm sorry, Rob. I
It is confusing, though, why he would have gone through the effort of shooting himself, and then he calls 911
Well, because he has blown it, and he is incapacitated.
Yeah, I would think that
it sounds like it's a desperately sad.
Well, some people watch Jersey Shore because they love it. Some people watch it because they hate it. I just bring you the audio, whether or not you like it or
hate
it.
Well, Mark, he couldn't see anymore, so even if he tried to kill himself again, where's he going to find the gun?
No, but I'm saying if you've shot yourself in the head and you're now bleeding, I bet you if you just wait a little bit, you might die.
Yeah, you don't know, but I mean, if he's in pain,
death,
sometimes.
Well,
that's a silly analysis. Right? I'm beginning to realize why you two are brothers.
This is a third reaction.
Sick ass one and sick ass two.
This is a third and different direction. All I'm saying.
And why you just wait it out?
Well, I mean, he wanted to die.
They're heartless.
Think about the medical.
What I was saying, Oscar, is that if you've got it so bad that you've got to kill yourself and you can't even do that right, what a lousy day.
Well, no, the gun recoils and it obviously. Doesn't if he shot himself in the temple and he can't open his eyes, he obviously the bullet went into his head, so it's not like, you know, sometimes it's just not, you know, people get shot in the head and survive. It happens. Yeah, it happened to Gabby Giffords, but you know, that's so desperate. Can we get back on the my god,
where's
after Lowell and murder, please bring me something funny.
You know, it's great with Lowell because he shot himself in the temple.
Okay,
all right. Really, this is, you know, sometimes magic happens on television. Oh, screw you. Sometimes magic happens. ABC News yesterday, the World News Tonight, doing a story about gas prices going up. And when they do the stand-up at the gas station and then they go to the taped piece,
right?
This is when they come back. Check out what happened. Not planned.
And Diane, take a look at this. It's almost too unbelievable to believe. Just while we were on the air during those 2 minutes of that story, the gas prices here at this station went up by 10 cents. It was $4.99.
Brilliant.
Now it's $5.09 for a gallon
of regular
gas here at this station. While
the reporter was there.
Los Angeles.
And to $5.09.
10 cents? Don't blink at the gasoline station.
God, that is, wow. You know, they don't care.
They don't.
They don't give a rat's ass.
And they'll get it. And they'll get it.
So I was at the Shell 2 days ago.
Right.
And
getting your dinner.
I actually probably go to that show 4 or 5 times a day. It's right next to work.
I know.
So
I walk there. In here in Manassas.
I walk there, and this lady runs in, and she says, I was just in the restroom. That price was different. Like, she's yelling at the guy at the register.
Oh, no.
And he's like, yeah, we just changed the prices. And she's like, well, couldn't you wait till I was done taking a dump?
Incredible. Incredible. Like,
and are you sure this was Manassas, not Beverly
Hills?
No, it was
definitely Manassas. All right.
I always call on this, and I really think, you know, obviously our little podcast can't influence it, but, man, I would love to just see one day. They say one day
$1.80
is all it would take to boycott.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
One day. It would be like a general strike.
Yeah.
And it would be against the fuel companies.
I don't see it as working, though.
I don't either.
I don't, because they're going to get it all back the next day.
Screw it.
Now, Mike, I seldom call on you to do this, but can you do something on your effects mic with reverb?
Okay.
Can you say for me, great moments in democracy?
Great,
because this next tape celebrates,
you know,
great
how
moments
of
democracy.
I always get mad at you when you're not fleet of foot.
Yeah, oh, you're fine.
Look at how fast I'm moving.
Well, you moved your water bottle and everything.
Yeah, your station's a little
bit. It's by request.
Yeah. Cluttered.
We love requests.
What do you want me to say?
Great moments in democracy.
Big reverb.
This comes from the Bill O'Reilly television program last night, and I think this was a great moment in democracy. I'm sorry, here we go.
You want it, man?
Yes, please.
Great moments in democracy.
All right, this is a man on the street.
I'll have to go with Obama again.
Yeah, again?
Yeah.
Did you vote last time?
No, I didn't. But he's going to vote again. Great moments in democracy.
And Mike, that was another episode of...
Oh.
Great moments in democracy.
Thank you. And while we continue, there was
that is funny.
That tape once again, folks, because it was great.
I'll have to go with Obama again.
Yeah, again?
Yeah.
Did you vote last time?
No, I didn't.
I like how he set him up like that.
Yeah.
And instantly, when you have the yes, which is... Yeah. That's the sign of the idiot.
Did you watch any of the debate last night?
No. And I was wondering whether anybody gives a rat's ass.
Nope.
There have been so many Republican debates.
A couple answers
debates
last night really surprised me, especially when they simplified it down to this question.
Please define yourself using one word and one word only. Congressman Paul?
Bad.
Is that bad?
Governor Santorum?
Dangerous.
Governor?
Number two.
Mr. Speaker.
Okay.
Two words.
Disaster.
I'm kidding, of course. Put those together. Just like.
Wow. I sat there. I thought it was real. I'm like, these guys are idiots.
And now a kazookalele.
I'm an idiot for believing that.
And there it is.
Thank you very much.
Wow, we're going to close
sometimes
there.
Sometimes I just shut it down. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we will take a break. And
I've had better days.
When we come back, it's...
Don't shoot yourself today.
It's Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMara.com,
where the devil lives.
God, you're something. Sometimes I really worry about you.
No, don't worry about me.
I just that whole suicide thing.
You didn't think that was worthy of hearing?
Well, no, it was the setup.
It was interesting.
It was your setup that was very, very weird.
It wasn't heartfelt at all.
Well, I felt it was in my heart.
Heartless.
Let's bring in Buzz Burbank here. Buzz and the News.
I will try to help.
Yeah, dust that S all over us.
If there was only something I could play that would cheer Mike up.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Thank you.
Better?
Needed that palate cleanser.
The News is brought to you today by Netflix. Join today so you don't miss Stevie Van Zandt's new gangster series, Lilyhammer. That's only with Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on almost any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. For 30 days free, click the Netflix ad on our website. Not counting the oil companies, nearly everyone thinks we need to take action on our energy policy to become less dependent on oil, especially the imported stuff.
You just wrote, Rob is not right, but at least I didn't write it with a Sharpie instead of a white pen. You won't be able to wipe that off the board because you wrote permanent. It with a Sharpie.
Oh, what a shame.
It's now.
And he's upset. He's really mad about that.
Yeah, he just snarked at you.
He's really mad about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you've ruined my board.
It's his white board. That's why.
Why? So why isn't Congress...
Shall I cheer? I forget how I should act.
Oh, look, it's indelible. It's ruined. Oh, it's permanent. That's great.
That's a permanent fact.
That's awesome.
That is, so it's indelible.
Yeah, it's there.
Where'd you get this?
It was
from my
father.
No. Oh, no.
It's
it
a family heirloom.
It was.
It's
that was
not.
Grandpa Spiewak's whiteboard.
Screw you.
That will actually come.
Actually, I believe if you're looking for honesty, that may or may not have been stolen from a company that he worked at some time ago.
And it will come off with alcohol.
Oh, that's very
alcohol
good.
Makes everything better.
That's right. So you ask yourself about these gas prices. Why isn't Congress doing something? Why isn't the president doing something? The answer we're hearing is... because they can't. There isn't much they can do. There's a lot we all could have done since we first started worrying about this over 30 years ago, but our gas prices kept falling back to below what the rest of the world was paying, and we liked that, so we did nothing.
Right.
Newt Gingrich is going to start running half-hour infomercials on what he thinks our energy policy should be.
Carla Cantivo them.
The White House, between bowling matches, the White House is saying it wants an all-of-the-above approach in which we can responsibly try to get energy here at home any way we can. Many Republicans, including the presidential hopefuls and some lawmakers, do blame the president for higher gas prices. They say he's been unfriendly to domestic oil production, especially by putting off construction of that Keystone pipeline running north and south through the continental U.S. White House is very much aware of this criticism, and they're also aware of how we feel about gas prices. It's looking, hopefully, toward the election of President Obama, so paying very close attention to this situation.
I'm Jim Mikuláczewski.
Didn't forget the general's name or the president's. We've heard a lot this year about the Republican struggle of either voting for the guy who best represents your views or voting for the guy who has the best chance of beating Obama. The news is not good for those folks. Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney remain virtually tied in the Republican race, and last night's final scheduled debate, that was the last one last night, so far
as we
know.
Oh, yay, fantastic.
It did nothing to clarify things. It did nothing to make the choice any more clear for those voters. Secondly, a new study from Northwestern University shows that in the end, voters back the guy they like because they tend to believe the guy they like is the guy who's going to win. And the latest polls show that Obama is beating either Romney or Santorum, regardless of which Republican wins the nomination. Does free speech include being able to lie about earning the Congressional Medal of Honor? You've no doubt heard about this.
Does it, Mike?
I don't know. I put a shamrock on there for you, Rob.
Is that Jeff Shamrock?
Your buddy.
Gets better all the time.
You heard about this guy with the congressional acclaimed? He won the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes. Yeah, it was Lowell Melser.
Yeah. The Supreme Court has, has agreed to hear the case of a man who told that lie, along with a lie about being an ex-pro hockey player, another about being a retired Marine, and another about rescuing an ambassador during the Iranian hostage crisis of the Jimmy Carter era. It's not illegal to tell any, well, except for maybe one of these lies. The Supreme Court now has to decide if it's okay to outlaw lies about military service. The law currently prohibits lying about military honors. Xavier Alvarez says a lie is just another form of free speech.
I think more than any other lie, I think absolutely you should outlaw that. That should be 100% illegal. I know people that have done it. I've seen people that have done it. And they're people that kind of BS about their military service, you know, and where they've been. And it's, you know, everybody likes to be play the war hero once in a while.
What the court has to examine is, where do we draw the line? What is it okay to tell a lie about, and what isn't protected by free speech?
Did I Catch Me If You Can, so I like the lie about being an airline pilot.
Did I ever tell you how VCU lost their mass communications accreditation? They were an accredited school when I went there.
Right.
But after I graduated, it was revealed that the man who ran the program didn't really have a doctorate.
Really?
They never checked up on it.
So lied about his whole resume.
And they yanked the accreditation.
Yeah. I think military service, that's like impersonating a police
sacred
officer.
Ground. That was my reaction. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It's like impersonating
maybe
a cop.
How about this? You make the blanket law. You can't lie about anything that wears a uniform. Right. So you can't lie about being a nurse. You can't lie about being a Cub Scout.
How about a baker?
A what?
A baker?
Bakers don't wear uniforms.
They can.
They're not standard uniforms.
Cool. You know what, Mike? You're right.
Thank you very
cool
much.
Cool hats, though. Mm-hmm. In Rando Headlines, the National Enquirer cover this week features a picture of Whitney Houston in her coffin.
Classy!
Oh, no.
A scripted television show has beaten American Idol for the second straight week. America loves its NCIS.
Do you know anyone who watches NCIS?
No one.
I don't.
RJ, you watch it?
Well, there you go.
Great program.
You watch it religiously?
Yes, I do. Oh,
people who like the CSIs also like the NCIS, and there are actually two NCIS programs in the top 5.
Do you think it's because they're easy to spell on the Nielsen Diaries?
That might be it. A new survey shows that 1 out of 4 of us has a naked photo of ourselves on our phones. 1 out of 4.
Hold on a second. No, I'm kidding.
Rob's deleting. 26%.
Anybody here?
Nope.
Anybody
nope
have
of yourself?
No.
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 Buzz, you like sure it. You want to?
No self.
The answer is no.
If we had a detector here, if we had the armband on you,
yes.
Okay.
You could.
Yeah, you're sneaky,
pass,
you know.
I would pass that test. You may look at my
you're
photos.
You're sneaky. Every day you do
like
something sneaky. On the show.
It's my goal.
That's none right of those penises look like Buzz's penis.
Incidentally, when you're sneaky, I know you're being sneaky.
And how do you know, Rob? I know. I know because Buzz and I have showered.
Oh, finally. The only thing that makes us smile almost as much as Chinese dwarves is the Guinness Book's discovery of the world's smallest man.
Really?
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
72-year-old Chandra Dangi of Western Nepal stands at 1 foot, 10.5 inches tall. The rest of his family are of average height.
So he's shorter, right?
Much shorter, Rob. At 22.5 inches, Chandra is shorter than the tire on your car.
Oh.
He's shorter than a 2-year-old kid.
Oh,
he's not even as long as a skateboard. And he's shorter than a fire hydrant. Guinness says he'll be in the book shortly. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike Oliver Show.
The one that worked for me, because those are all perspective comments. Right. And it's like, man, the one that got me was the fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant. But God, what a great Halloween costume for him.
What's that next to the fire hydrant? Hey, we're just about to tape a great bonus hour on the show. It's the Urban Dictionary Show. Not only will we be sharing terms from the Urban Dictionary, which are some are great, some aren't so great.
Right.
But we've all composed our own top 10. And we'll be reading those on that show today. So make sure you check out the bonus hour tomorrow if you're not a VIP. And if you can Ustream it, check it out. That's coming up right after this. Thank you all for listening. We will be back with another program tomorrow. Our show today was brought to you by a great partner with the Mike O'Mara Show, Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They're the official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore!
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services. See you tomorrow, Suicide Watch.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
You know that project you've been working on, just chipping away at it, dreaming of the day you get to show it off? Then, when you're least expecting it, cancer. And finishing that project actually happens. I would know. I've been restoring this car for years, and today I'm giving it to my granddaughter. It's her 16th birthday and 2 years since my cancer diagnosis.
Mom, you finished it?
Happy birthday, boo-boo. You keep making plans.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.